Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Clear, the company spelled with an X instead of a C, because they're the xylitol experts. And by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Improve your digestive health naturally with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Happy Thursday, everyone, and welcome to Conscious Talk. Glad to have you joining us here today on this what looks to be like a beautiful day here in the Pacific Northwest, a spring day.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say on this liquid day, but
I don't think so.
We actually, here in the kingdom of Issaquah, we see the sun coming up over the trees from the east, so at least in that direction, everything is clear.
Absolutely.
Well, and here's something that's clear. Spirituality has played a very big part in our lives, and we're actually going to be doing a presentation for a new group that's in town called Coolify, where they do monthly meetings. It's a really interesting new gathering of folks, including healers and teachers and, spiritual leaders. And you can go to Coolify, that's Kulify.com for more information about them.
Yes, and you can go to our website, ConsciousTalk.net, and click on the events page, because we have this event coming up that we've been invited to be a guest speaker at this Coolify gathering, and we're very excited about it because we get to speak to people and to people like you about our life experiences and what we've learned spiritually through the years, and how we've taken the spiritual principles that are at play on the planet, and we've integrated them into our daily lives, and we live this life every day, and connecting those dots for people. We're helping you to understand how to really come through the emotional and spiritual issues to live the life, and the life that you live is filled with much more peace, and it's much more fulfilling, and so that's what we're going to be sharing with this group.
Yeah, and we'll be presenting this in a workshop interactive format, a little bit like some of the coaching that we do on the personal level, either some of our healing and spiritual tools we'll be teaching you how to use and just how we integrate them in our life.
And if you're someone that's looking for a like-minded group, you want to make some new friends, you'd like to spend more time with people who think a little more like you, who are a little more spiritually minded, this is a great group to be involved with. They do this once a month, and they bring in all sorts of different speakers and workshop leaders. They have food and a little bit of music, and it's a lot of fun. So come join us on April 21st, that's Saturday at 2:30 p.m. And
welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, can Eastern and Western spiritual practices coexist and actually make sense to all and any of us? Charlene Proctor has written a book that has brought it all together. It's called The Oneness Gospel, and it's a great source of spiritual empowerment that can awaken the divine magnificence within all of us. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, folks, we are more than a radio show. We're a movement in consciousness, and our mission for the past 11 years has been to change the world one listener at a time. That's always been from the inside out, and that listener is you.
Well, our guest this morning, Charlene Proctor, is an ordained minister of spiritual peacemaking and a Diksha facilitator trained by the Oneness Guides from Fiji and India. read this wonderful book of hers, The Oneness Gospel, Birthing the Christ Consciousness and Divine Human in You. But she's also written a number of other books, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and The Women's Book of Empowerment, 323 affirmations that change everyday problems into moments of potential. So we know she's been thinking about this, and we're really glad to have her on the show this morning. Charlene, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Hey, thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
So you start your book off, Charlene, talking about our political landscape and the division that exists out there, which we're all pretty well aware of now. So what does our political landscape have to do about, say, about oneness? Are we in trouble?
Well, it's just a matter of perspective, I guess, because, as you know, anything in life is a learning experience. And if we didn't have a couple challenges individually or in our families or in our community or the world landscape, there wouldn't really be any reason to be here, right?
Right.
So we always have to keep that in mind. But overall, I guess the last couple of years, I've been pretty fed up, maybe not with a lot of other folks, especially in the Western world, just the emphasis we put on division. And everything in the media seems to be focused on our polarity. And as you know, being spiritual teachers, we have to have this polarity. There cannot be a good without a bad or left without a right. I mean, this is the very fabric of what we are composed of. This is part of our genetic heritage and part of our whole constitution, if you will, of being on this physical planet. But where we kind of turn left and get off the road is when we're just constantly focusing on separation. And honestly, and it's almost becoming comical to me to turn on these TV shows, especially some of these reality shows. And I love the media, you know, because I love you guys and what we do here on the radio. And how else do we get a good message across to, you know, to everybody? But there's so much of it that is focused on separation. You know, how hard can we argue and how much difference can we recognize other than some of the things that bind us together as a human community, and certainly in politics. And I really blasted off a little bit about that in the chapter two or whatever, which I haven't read in a while, but it's funny that you bring that up. But, you know, some of this stuff is just really basic. You know, let's get back to some of the truths that bind us together as a as a nation, and you know, quit trying to look for everything and make it into a big reason to vote, especially for one person or the other. You know, and I actually haven't thought about this in a while, and I will today since you brought it up, but. There's so much emphasis on whatever the spiritual tradition is of the person who's going to get elected for something.
Right.
And it's like, you know, is this honestly, we have to look inside ourselves, is this a reason to vote for somebody? I don't know. I mean,
we're
so focused on, you know, well, this person is different or thinks different than I do. How about something that, you know, respects our commonality and our idea that we're all part of the one thing that binds us together as this energetic composition.
Yeah, and you know what's so interesting about that too is that, you know, again, hate to have facts fly in the face of the reality that so many people are trying to create, but the largest growing, quote, religious movement in this country is the non-denominational spiritual movement, you know, and that was tagged in Time magazine. That was the way that they put it, that the largest growing group is actually the spirituality movement, not connected to any particular and specific religious affiliation. So I love that because, Charlene, as you say, we're in this bipolar universe, and what is being revealed is sort of, you know, a lot of the sometimes dark things, but a lot of the silliness also.
And the reason I brought it up in the beginning, Charlene, was because your book is about the oneness gospel. It is about the Christ consciousness that's being being that's seated here in and through all of us on the planet. And I know from my life experiences, I've always had to kind of swing the pendulum way to one side, way to the far, far right at some point in my life before I could come back to the left a little bit and then finally get myself in the center. And I felt like maybe this is what's happening on the planet right now in this timing, is that we're swinging this, you know, one side swinging way far one way and one side is swinging way far the other until we can finally kind of meet in the middle and find that balance again.
Absolutely. And the thing you brought up about maybe the difference between religion and spirituality. I mean, to me, as you were saying that, that's kind of the swing of the pendulum. Mm-hmm. Here we have on one side religion, which is like a set of theologically and historically defined beliefs and practices. And people need sometimes structure. And there's tradition, but on the way side of that, I don't want to say left or right, because then there's all kinds of assumptions with that. You know, there's some sort of spiritual authority that rests with somebody, mm-hmm. and then spirituality maybe on the other side of this pendulum is to me defined as this personal search for the meaning of life that's related to some power that everyone defines in their own manner, and to me, it's. Where maybe practice is much more important than defending some sort of specific belief as representing the truth. So here you have, again, we're talking about this polarity. It's like maybe we have a set of thoughts that are out there from many, many people. Well, they're toying with the religious idea, and where do we go from there? And then on the other side we have, we have the non-denominational, maybe unity, people more focused on that without so much structure. And, you know, maybe we're right. We're at a time that's very exciting right now for all of us, because we're all raising our consciousness and energy and learning how to vibrate at a higher level, which basically means, and we can talk more about this if you want, raising our thoughts higher.
Yeah.
But perhaps, and I'm just tossing this out there, we are trying to find the middle of the road between those two ideas, and they're not mutually exclusive. That's what's so beautiful mm-hmm. about people mm-hmm. awakening right now is, if you want to go to a midnight mass and enjoy the flavor and the tradition behind that, but maybe you want to do a kirtan too, you know, and let's chant and raise our vibration and enjoy the prayer as it is represented in some of these other cultural events. And I'm seeing more and more people today that are opening themselves up to saying, hey, you know, there's many different ways for us to connect with the presence.
Right.
And I think that's totally exciting. Maybe you wouldn't have seen that 200 years ago. So we are making something.
And I think that I love that you put it that way, because I remember when I was a kid, I had a lot of friends who were Catholic, and that was before they were in the midst of like changing the Mass to English, et cetera. And so you could still go.
I remember this.
Yeah,
this
you could still.
Big yeah, deal.
It was, but you could still hear the Mass in a lot of places. I was grew up in the Boston area, in Latin, and mm-hmm. I love the mm-hmm. mystical feeling. I would go mm-hmm. with my friends' family from time to time, mm-hmm. and the mystical feeling of the Latin, and that was just tuning into the spiritual side. And you know, our soundbite, Charlene, over the years has been that religion is often the politics of God, while spirituality is the experience. I think that's what we're talking about here, and that's really what you laid out so well in your book, The Oneness Gospel, because it really is birthing the Christ consciousness and divine human in you. And folks, when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Charlene Proctor. This is about oneness. Stay tuned. This is very exciting stuff.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Super Supplements, Whole Foods, Marlene's, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Omega-3 essential fatty acids, EFAs, are among the most important nutrients missing from a woman's diet. EFAs are required for optimal health and well-being, yet they cannot be produced by the body and must therefore be obtained through diet or supplementation. Nordic Naturals Omega Woman is an exceptional quality supplement recommended by doctors and healthcare practitioners as part of a healthy lifestyle to promote hormonal balance, a positive mood, and radiant skin. Omega Woman contains a blend of fish oil and evening primrose oil to provide the essential fatty acids EPA, DHA, and GLA. This formula is ideal for all women from puberty through menopause and beyond. The most common objections to taking fish oil are taste and aftertaste. Nordic Naturals utilizes a process to ensure a completely repeat-free product. Nordic Naturals products surpass all natural and international quality standards for freshness and purity and are free from all heavy metals, dioxins, and PCBs. To learn more, visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
You're listening to Conscious Talk Radio, your dose of inspiration for the day.
Ugh, my breath needs some help. Can I get a piece of gum?
I don't have any. Here, try this.
What's that?
It's a spoonful of sugar. I've seen the gum you chew. What do you think it's made of? Sugar?
I don't buy bubble gum. I get the healthy gum.
And where do you buy it?
At the store, right next to the candy bars.
That's because that gum is candy. Even gums that claim to be healthy can be made with sugar, aspartame, and other chemical sweeteners. You should try Spry. It's the gum sweetened by 100% xylitol.
What's xylitol?
Well, xylitol's an all-natural sweetener. It doesn't just freshen your breath. Spry's the gum with proven dental benefits. It may reduce the risk of tooth decay, builds strong enamel, and helps moisturize your mouth. This is serious gum, my friend. No sugars, no aspartame, no sorbitol, no garbage. And it tastes great. I chew it all the time.
But you don't have bad breath.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, my friend.
Oh.
Spry gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System from Clear. Products that are 100% sweetened with xylitol. Tastes great and are good for your teeth. You can find Spry at your local natural products retailer or visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com to find a retailer near you.
Are you troubled, worried, maybe confused? Sometimes you just need someone to talk to who has deeper insight. Julia, a spiritual psychic tarot card reader, can help you in all your problems of life. Julia specializes in reuniting loved ones. She can also help you know what fate has on the horizon. Everything from love, marriage, divorce, business, success, even romance, sickness and health, all with guaranteed results. One visit will convince you that she is truly a gifted psychic. With over 40 years of experience, she can tell you enough truth about your past that you will be convinced when you hear about your future. She can even tell you if your chakras have lost their energy or if they're out of line. She can show you how to restore their energy and get them back into balance. For advice from a truly gifted psychic, call Julie at 425-775-1100. That's 425-775-1100.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Hey, I want to remind you, ConsciousTalk.net, that's the website. There is a lot there. You know, we have a lot of events this month in particular, the month of April. And as we always do, so check out the events section. Remember, you can always go to the archives for all those things that you forgot, those people you couldn't quite remember their name, etc. The shows will be up for free in the archives for at least 2 years. And we do that because you're supporting our sponsors. We'll continue to do that as long as we can, including the free podcast. So sign up for that. Make sure you've got those shows all of the time on whatever device you want. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And we're talking with Charlene Proctor today about her new book, The Oneness Gospel, which is a beautiful book. And it is filled with beautiful spiritual principles and how we can embody those principles, folks. And Charlene, in the first segment, we opened the show by asking about the political landscape, because it really is probably one of the most prominent issues that show the level of separation, the investment that we have in separation. So is this investment that we have in being separate beings, is this what's stopping us from reaching a higher level of consciousness?
In the East, in the India East where I was, they absolutely believe that the cause of suffering in the Western world is our belief in separation. Mm-hmm. And until we give up that idea, we are never, ever going to really be able to achieve our potential as spiritual beings and transform ourselves. We must practice seeing ourselves as this beloved aspect of creation that's part of the whole. And, you know, it's very difficult to do. And then a lot of people would say, which is absolutely true, that we do have an ego. And an ego basically is our sense of being separate from the whole. But, you know, they teach you out there that you kind of need to acknowledge that and let it come out to play every now and then, because there's a purpose in that. You know, we can't all run around like big energy blobs and kind of merge into each other and go, oh, okay, and I'm going to decide to go to your job today and work with you, and tomorrow I'm going to do something else. I mean, there must be, because of our physical being and the way we are created here, to have and respect that part of our ego self. But the problem is that we just completely let it dominate us in every way. Mm-hmm. And so the thing about the oneness, which really, if you simply define it, is just being completely aware of God within yourself. That's how I would define oneness in one sentence. Mm-hmm. But this belief in separation is just strangling our spiritual development in the West. You know, this whole idea of sin, which really is an error in thinking. You know, sin is missing the mark. That's actually what the word means. But the true error is belief in separation from the good or the God or the consciousness, and the salvation that, you know, is discussed in many of the wisdom traditions is not something that occurs after death. It happens when we turn our thoughts away from fear or anxiety or worry to doubt, and we shift that energy into thoughts of harmony or joy or love or peace. So when we're falling, you know, this despicable fall that we read about, that's about something that happens in consciousness when we fall into negative habits of thinking. Because you know as well as I do that heaven and hell are just states of consciousness. They're not geographical locations.
Right.
We're
mm-hmm.
making our heaven on earth by projecting positive thoughts and words and deeds and doing all of this basic, stuff that our mothers taught us. You know, when we were in kindergarten, you know, be kind to others and speak your truth and all of these things.
I just wanted to throw into that mix there, Charlene, that when you brought up the ego part of it, that insistence on the ego being right about whatever stand it takes, that need to be right, is so ego-driven in the Western society, and we see it on the political landscape, we see it in marriages. I happened to turn on, I was watching American Idol last night, and I happened to flip it to Dr. Phil for just a moment to see what he was talking about. And it was a couple that was, they were so invested, each of them, in being right and yelling at each other. And he let it go on for a little bit, and I couldn't watch it. I couldn't sit in that energy of it because it was so toxic. And this is what we do to one another, and this is part of separation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so look, we've lost our, the things that we want to embrace. You were listing a number of them: compassion, forgiveness, unconditional love, etc. But the problem has been are really in losing this connection. It's really our ability to commune with God. I mean, we still are operating also on the old, you know, it's not, hey, it's not the big guy in the sky kind of a God that we're talking about here. I mean, so maybe let's talk about what oneness is. I mean, how you see, you know, when we talk about this concept, God, you know, what are you talking about?
Well, first of all, let me jump back a little bit to what you said prior, is that I think most people experience and feel so intimately the separation from the presence because they feel that they're not having any mystical experiences.
Right.
There's so many people running to psychics. Oh, tell me what's going to happen. Put me in some vibration, you know, that will help me connect or let me have this experience. People are craving some sort of mystical connection with the presence because they think that that is the thing that will fill them. And with all the years I've been doing this work, what I see is that a lot of people become permanent spiritual seekers. They're spending their whole life seeking and not looking at some of these simpler things that will help uplift them and be able to live a life of joy. So they're obsessed with the seeking and not the experience. With that being said, you know, I myself have been fortunate enough, especially through this work I did in Fiji and India, to have such mystical experiences because I think what was being shown to me is what it feels like to experience a lack of separation with the presence. And I had never had that before. I think in these environments, some of them that you might enter into that have people that understand and are gifted in being able to transfer this experience to you, and it is truly amazing. Once you experience this, you know beyond a doubt that there is a God and that this entity is there for you, working for you constantly. The minute that you are projecting the thought, it is completely setting into motion the process to make this happen. It is a conscious, co-creative experience. And when we think more of the presence like that, or God, or however you define that in your wisdom tradition, you can begin to chip away at this idea of separation. It's like, hey, wow, I'm part of something that is so much bigger and so much happier than what I ever thought possible, that even that thought alone uplifts you in doing just everyday tasks like walking the dog or going to work or calling your mother-in-law or whatever the chore may be. But you have to make this part of your daily attention. And we are so obsessed with our text messaging and not living in the present moment. You know, we're constantly spending time in the past or in the future, or our energies are being put through old programming and seeing life through these very thick lenses that don't allow us to really be aware. And we just kind of missed the boat, you know. We can't kind of break through that fog. So it's about awareness, I think, first of all, you know, this idea of being one and being connected to this infinite totality, which is, you know, as well as I, a very big thought. It's like, how do we get up every day and swing our legs over the side of the bed and go, oh, today I'm going to live in the infinite totality. I'm going to have this collective awareness that has complete understanding of everything and everybody, because, you know, you'll go that way after you take a shower and go to breakfast, and then something will irritate you, and then you're just right back into your smaller self.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That deep patterning that we have.
Yeah. Playing in the infinite is something that we're constantly, you know, reminding people of from the point of view of, okay, if you have a choice, you want to be this small self, you know, or you want to depend on the infinite? I mean, where are you going to get your information?
And Charlene, I think you were spot on when you said it really takes awareness of that, because otherwise we habitually fall into our patterns and we're like, you know, little robots. We have a certain pattern when we get up in the morning. We have a certain thing we do before we go to work. We have a certain maybe radio station. Hopefully this one we listen to on the way to work. You know, we have our cup of coffee when we get there. We've got these little patterns and they take us out of the present moment. And so we have to be, don't we have to really embrace a heightened a sense of awareness of making choices in the moment to pull us into the moment as opposed to just doing what we always do?
Absolutely. That whole idea of being unaware and not seeing is the first piece, I think, to a huge jump in spiritual growth for most people.
Right.
This lack of present moment awareness, totally a disease of Western culture. I could spend an hour talking about that. You know,
yes.
Living on old programming, conditioning, and managing our suffering rather than pushing through it. All these things, you know, are diseases of Western culture, and this conditioning. In the East, they say all conditioning is negative. All positive and negative conditioning is negative because it takes away our awareness of what is.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Charlene Proctor, the Oneness Gospel.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
You've been listening. Now join us for an exciting new opportunity. Become a member of the Conscious Talk Interactive Community. It has long been our desire for a more in-depth, intimate conversation with you about how to live every day more consciously. Our goal is to expand and deepen the conversation and our connection to you so that we all feel uplifted and empowered to live in a more loving way in all ways. For an introductory offer of only $49.99 a year, you will receive discounts on healing sessions, personal coaching, and seminars with us and our team of experts, at least one interactive webinar a month, your most pressing questions answered by Rob, me, and our team of experts, the opportunity to explore and heal core issues holding you back, exclusive in-depth members-only information to help you move more easily through this current shift, and archives of all the webinars in case you miss one. If you truly desire to take your life to the next level and experience the conscious walk that we have discovered within the laboratory of our lives, then help us to evolve the conversation. Sign up today by calling 425-427-6730 or go to ConsciousTalk.net and simply click on the Conscious Talk Interactive Community banner. Together, we can change the world.
You're listening to Conscious Talk Radio, your roadmap to an authentic life.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower-quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Naturals fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
You've planned, packed, paid, and are counting down the days. Whether it's a trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, don't risk ruining your hard-earned vacation by neglecting to protect your health. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and I'm often asked how to prevent illness when traveling. I recommend packing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as the best defense against traveler's tummy. The convenient, travel-friendly blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics used various strains of live beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, so it helps reduce the risk of getting traveler's diarrhea caused by foodborne bacteria. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Super Supplements, Whole Foods, Marlene's, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
So fine, and baby, don't you leave me tonight. I just need one more day.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk Radio. That makes a difference. Our website is ConsciousTalk.net. And be sure and join us on Facebook. Like us, join us in on the conversation. We do put things up there that we feel are important, that we pay attention to, because a part of being a spiritual being, folks, is being aware and waking up and engaging in life on all levels and taking responsibility for our lives and our planet. And for those that can't speak up for themselves, we can help where we can help. And we do this up on our website. We put a lot of petitions up on Facebook, so you can join us there and join in that conversation. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Charlene Proctor. She has a wonderful book called The Oneness Gospel. It's birthing the Christ consciousness and divine human in you. And yes, we mean you. And Charlene, we were talking about when we went off to the break about the awareness of what is and how important that is. And you were, you know, started off on a lovely riff before we interrupted you. So I just wondered if you would sort of backtrack a little bit and talk about, you know, what is and why that's important that we be aware of it.
One thing Amma says, which is one of the spiritual teachers that offered material for this book, she said something very interesting, and it made a very big impact on me as a person who was a person interested in spiritual growth. And she said, and also Bhagavan said, the journey begins where you are, not where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And that's so profound to me. The journey begins where you are, not where you want to be. And that one thing just made such a big difference to me, because it says to me and to others that you could never be anywhere than where you are. You know, if we don't want to address our suffering, if we don't want to go through a grief process, or if we don't want to acknowledge pain in many ways, which, you know, is part of this polarity, we cannot live a life that's suffering-free. I believe that's impossible. But instead of being present with it, not just the good, but with the negative things, I guess there's really no negative, there's just right. A different experience. But we have to be fully present to all of that. Otherwise, we cannot move through it. And what's happening, or what's happened to many of us, is that we just want to manage our suffering. We want to manage all the stuff that we don't want. We want to stuff it. We want to go to therapy. We want to eat more, shop more, watch TV, you know, look for love in the wrong places, get mad at our families, run away, whatever. And we don't want to be fully present to what is in front of us. And this is the real problem, because what happens, and I've seen this at many of these spiritual workshops and things over the years, is that people show up filled with suffering, filled with it, and do not know mm-hmm. how to process it. And right. many of us, as and you know, as people who are healers, the stuff gets stuck in the energy layers of your body or the koshas, and it manifests into all kinds of physical diseases. So then you're left with the residuals, which are the emotional charges of all these, you know, these events in your life that you haven't been able to process, because we can't experience it in its present moment and learn to move through it and let go. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like the very first basic lesson that we have in becoming more evolved and transformed beings on the planet is to accept what is in front of us and see clearly. And first of all, don't make up more suffering and chaos that isn't even there in the first place. A lot of people like to do that. But
yeah, well,
what drama can I find today?
Right.
We love our drama.
And I feel, Charlene, it's in our resistance to what is that really adds to our suffering. It really does, when we can't be with the pain of that moment, mm-hmm. when we don't allow ourselves to deeply feel and allow that pain to move through us. Instead, we spend all of our time in resistance mm-hmm. and judgment of it, or running away from it, mm-hmm. that we don't realize we're just bringing more suffering upon us when we do that.
You know, one of my favorite things is like when I'm in the checkout line or something at our local co-op, I like, you know, the sun comes out and everybody gets all excited, you know, and here we are in the Seattle area, so sun is exciting. And I say to them, oh, and we just had a good gloom going, you know.
Yeah.
And it just, and it kind of stops them for the moment, and they get to think about, you know, just how they spend their time and how dependent they are on, you know, external events.
No, you know what it says to me? It says all of a sudden you're turning a person's attention into seeing something beautiful and being present with it.
Yeah.
It's like
instead of
being all locked in and, okay, I'm looking at my purse for my Costco card or whatever, and then look outside and see a simple thing like the sun coming out, and to just be with it
for a moment. And for a moment, be in a level of appreciation in your day that maybe you're not in, because I feel like we don't appreciate our days very much and the moments that we have. Well, we're here with Charlene Proctor. We're talking about her book, The Oneness Gospel, Birthing the Christ Consciousness and Divine Human in You. We still have a lot more to come. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Admit it. We don't get enough fiber in our diet. That makes fiber supplements a good idea, but unlike vitamin and mineral supplements that 80% of us use, only 12% of us have adopted fiber supplements. Truth is, most fiber supplements don't taste good. The most common fiber used is psyllium, a grain husk. Powdered psyllium takes on a gelatinous texture when mixed in liquid that makes for a horrible taste. And if that's not enough, it's not uncommon to experience cramping, bloating, or gassiness with psyllium. Tablets and capsules help with taste, but you have to take a lot of them, and that's very costly. The co-op growers at SunSweet have developed a great alternative to psyllium. Starring SunSweet's own prunes, it's called SupraFiber. And it's become our favorite because there's no unpleasant taste and it delivers digestive regularity with gentle action. SupraFiber is available at SuperSups, Marlene's Market, and Vitamin Shop. Supra Fiber. Fiber balance the superfruit way.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio for the progressive thinker.
What stories do you tell yourself every day and every minute of the day? Are they real? Are you your stories? Teacher and author Gangaji discusses this with me in the front page interview of the April issue of New Spirit Journal. Learn how to question your stories and find out how Gangaji learned this from her teacher in India. He told her to stop. Read how it feels to let go of your stories and to be free. Maybe you'll want to try it for yourself. I'm Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal, a print and online publication dedicated to supporting you in your journey toward greater wholeness in spirit, mind, and body. Read great articles, listen to interviews, and sign up for our email list at newspiritjournal.com. Do something really special for yourself. Read New Spirit Journal.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
God is good.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Oh, what a good question. What if God were one of us? Well, we're talking about The Oneness Gospel, which happens to be a book by Charlene Proctor. It's Birthing the Christ Consciousness and Divine Human in You. And we're speaking with Charlene at this very moment. But I want to remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is our website. You know, you miss a lot or you want to rehear a number of things. We keep all of these shows in the archives for up to 2 years, and they're free. And thanks for supporting those sponsors. You know, we go to a lot of trouble to bring you people that actually have good products and do good and conscious business. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're here with Charlene Proctor talking about the Oneness Gospel. And Charlene, what we'd like to get into is the practice of this, of being the one with the Christ consciousness, embodying that. And I know one of the things you talk about in your book is the importance of the words that we speak, words that uplift and inspire. Is this one of the practices of that, to bring that Christ consciousness more fully through us?
Dean, when I wrote the principles at the end of the book, which are kind of like 12, I have to laugh at myself because the Western mind is always about, what are the 10 and 12 easy things to do? We can hurry, hurry, get something done.
Right.
You know, get to the marketing campaign faster or, you know, uplift the business quicker in four easy steps. So here I was at the end of the book going, well, how can I list a few things that kind of sum it up in a little way? Maybe people can cut it out and tape it on their bathroom mirror every day. I don't know. But this principle is one of the 12 principles for becoming a divine human. And it's about using auspicious language. And I'll tell you, the Dasas, or the monks out in India, are really big on this. Mm-hmm. Because words carry such a powerful vibration, your thoughts, your words, just the way that you speak. And we cannot allow our thoughts and words to turn into negative stories and illusions, first of all, because they're just so powerful. They're like this major energy blast that comes out of our mouth. And I think, Brenda, maybe you mentioned earlier about watching something on television. What was it, the show that you just couldn't? What was
it? It was Dr. Phil, and I just couldn't leave it on.
Oh, the people arguing. And what that says to me is something, you don't need to be an intuitive to be around somebody negative and to feel the bottom dropping out in front of you.
Yes.
We are absorbing those vibrations that come from negative speech, and we have to learn to uplift ourselves. I mean, we can be angry, we can be positional, just like the monks are. You know, you should see them when they're angry with each other. They're so nice. They're like, I'm angry at you today. You know, and they talk to each other even when they're angry or positional in a very gentle way, and they're not bringing in that force that comes with bitter and sticky language. And
I
think that it's so simple, and we should teach our children to get off of the internet. Stop slamming people in these chat rooms and some of this language that's in the media and these movies. I can't even go anymore and watch some of these films that have a lot of killing and swearing and all of this stuff. It's just, there's a it's a dense energy. And, and one of the things we need to do and to practice, remember these are practices, is to be aware of what we are saying and to have a little self-check and say, okay, well, before I have this thing come out of my mouth, you know, is it really going to uplift somebody or can I have some better power behind it? Because we need to just be more aware of it. So, using auspicious language is definitely one of my 12 principles for reaching a higher level of conscious awareness.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about a lot of late, Charlene, is obviously you mentioned it earlier as life is so cyclical. There are a lot of cycles. I guess we probably said that during a break and not on the air, but so much of what happens is cyclical. And, you know, we're currently, we feel like we're in this period of time where birthing the Christ consciousness is more available to us. Mm-hmm. Is that something does that resonate with what you're talking about?
It does. And this is another one of my points at the end of the book is, is to choose to live in this energy of unconditional love and learn to abandon the judging mind. You know, we need to kind of catch ourselves when we're projecting judgment and learn, simply learn to love the experience of life. I mean, learn to love the experience of life that's free from conditioning and negativity. I mean, these are the building blocks, the little Lego building blocks of achieving a higher level of conscious awareness. And this is, you know, something that we can't just jump to being in this, state of communion with the presence and to be projecting this 24-hour unconditional love to everybody like some of the greatest spiritual masters have done on the planet. I mean, we have to learn the basic building blocks of this first. And to me, that's one of them. That's kind of what came into my mind when you mentioned
so that. You're not going to be writing the quantum Christ consciousness as your next book.
Hey, maybe I'll write it in Latin and
I'll let
people absorb it.
That's a great idea. Well, you know, that's so true what you said, you know, because people just don't, when we're talking about beingness, it's a whole different thing, you know.
Well, and one of the principles that you wrote about that I loved, and I think that we forget to do it, Charlene, I think we're remiss in this because we forget. One of them is invite God's love in and ask for grace, and you'll know that you're never alone. That's one of the principles, and I think we forget to invite God's love in. I think we forget to pray for grace and bless everyone and everything, including ourselves. And I think if we practice that more, our lives could change dramatically.
I talk a lot about grace in this book because I think it's a big misunderstanding, and I love how you said it. Grace is it's just the holy presence. It's an experience. It's God's love. That's it. And love is the foundation of the activity of divine. And we forget that this love is just helping us and healing us all the time, just like a mother. You know, there's this comfort and warmth, and it's just, you feel folded into her lap. And there's no resistance. There's no effort on our behalf to receive this grace. All we have to do is ask for it. It's free. It's available to everybody. And this energy is out there, but we really don't recognize it. And when we change our perceptions, you know, about it, and we allow it to enter our experience, there's a huge healing and a move forward with all of our issues in life. And,
we need to remember that. I think part of what goes on, Charlene, and I'm just talking from my own life experience in the past, is that I was not receptive. I think one of my spiritual mentors told me one time, and this stuck with me, and I loved it. She said, you know, imagine that at your crown chakra there is a spigot, and you can turn that on, open it wide open, or you can have it at barely a drip. And therefore, you're not allowing the grace of God to pour through you. And it really stuck with me because I was not in a receptive mode in my life. I wasn't open to receiving, and I had to look at that very deeply. And when I did, there was a feeling of undeservedness, not feeling deserving of God's love. And I really worked on that issue for a couple of years to remove the layers of that. And I think sometimes that's what blocks us.
A lot of people have a lack of trust in the process. And we think so much that we are in charge of every single little thing. It makes us feel more powerful, and it's really not. We have to open that spigot and just kind of download from the matrix. And once we do, this primary connection to our source is so beneficial. And it wants to be there for you and for all of us. And many of us don't ask for it or recognize it or are thankful for it.
Right.
So that was a lot of the teachings from the East, is how do we connect with that, which I talk a lot in the book. How do we connect with it? How do we download it?
Yes, right. And you talk about surrender, and that was part of that trusting piece for me about surrendering to the grace of God and being able to embrace and take all that in. Well, the book, folks, is The Oneness Gospel. It is birthing the Christ consciousness and the divine human in you.
Yeah, and if you, if that question of is oneness an option or a necessity, or how do you become more aware of that presence, then this is the book for you, folks. But you can go to theonenessgospel.com to find out more about Charlene and the book. And Charlene, thank you so much. We had a great time spending this hour with you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you so much.
You bet. And folks, thank you for joining us. And be sure and join us right here tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, have a beautiful day.
Sometimes you just need someone to talk to, someone who has deeper insight. Julia, a spiritual psychic tarot card reader, can help you in all problems of life. Julia specializes in reuniting loved ones. She can also help you know what fate has on the horizon. Everything from love, marriage, and divorce, to business and success, even sickness and health, all with guaranteed results. One visit will convince you that she truly is a gifted psychic. With over 40 years of experience, she can tell you enough truth about your past that you'll be convinced when you hear about your future. She even can tell you if your chakras have lost their energy or if they're out of line, then show you how to restore their energy and get them back in balance. For advice from a truly gifted psychic, call Julia at 425-775-1100. That's 425-775-1100.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio to live by.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.